Yeah, so you missed it when we were trick-or-treating. We were walking by this house. And we looked over, and it was kind of dark, you know. If it's darky, they're like, yeah, they're not giving
it to me. Yeah, or they ran out or whatever.
Yeah. So we're walking by, also, and we heard, like, whoop. And the kids were like, what? And then he heard it, like, two more times. I was like, oh, you guys need to go to that house. And I see this, like, figure standing in the yard.
Oh, nice.
So they're like, okay. And they figured it out. And they're like walking up. And they see the figure. And they just kind of go by. Figure did not move at all. They rang the doorbell. They're waiting. I'm finally like, I guess nobody's coming. And the kids start walking away. And the kid goes, Mom, what are you doing? Where are you? He's like, man, gosh. She ruined it for me.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, those are those type of houses that really get into the spirit of the holiday. Those are my favorite.
It was funny though, because then he started. He's like, did I look real? I'm like, yeah, we could kind of tell you were real. I was like, you know what you should do? Stand near the tree like it's holding you up or something. Like.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's like, oh, that's a good idea. I'm gonna try that.
That's awesome. I love that.
He was just in an all black costume with a mask, and he was trying to
pretend to be a statue.
Yeah. Or, he was waiting for people. He wasn't getting them on the way in. He was trying to get them when they were leaving. Mm-hmm. Like, because if you stand there long enough, people's mind goes, all right, well, that's just a dummy.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome.
This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
You interrupted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do it again. Sorry.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3 Bam Podcast.
This is 3 Bam Podcast.
Okay, this is 3 Bam Podcast.
This is a 3 Bam Podcast.
This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
Woot 3 Bam Podcast.
3 Bam, 3 Bam, 3 Bam.
3 Bam Podcast.
This is a 3 Bam Podcast.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 3 Beers and a Mic podcast. We are here beginning of November. We had a Halloween celebration. It's nice and crisp in the air.
It's cool.
Little fall winter breeze coming in, which
I
is really nice.
I have a new style. I changed my style of beer.
When you start bringing out the porters and all that stuff and the stouts, I know it's cold outside. I went the opposite, but we'll discuss my beer soon. We got the original three here today. Adam, say what's up.
Hey, what's up?
Dwayne, you already heard him.
Yeah.
And
we were just on Instagram Live, too.
First time ever. Yeah.
Had a few viewers.
That's actually pretty impressive. Yeah, so we got a couple views and some questions.
We were live because Rami was late. So,
I was late. It's been a long day. But I am here now. We got some awesome topics for you this week. And as always, we're going to start off with, what are we drinking? Adam.
Can you believe this? He's got something different.
Nah, that's not true.
I'm drinking Parrish Brew Company Strawberry Canebrake.
You have a different beer?
It tastes okay.
Where'd you get that from?
H-E-B.
Wow.
I was looking for Samuel Adams Cherry Wheat, but they didn't have it.
So you saw this and you said, you know what? I'm going to try something
different. No, there was another one, the strawberry, what's this, Air Tribe? What is that? It's another Louisiana company. Had the same, but I like this one, the bottle, so I took it.
Dude, I can't believe who I'm talking to.
People don't think the label sells shit.
That's crazy. You saw a new beer and said, I want to buy it. Afterwards, did you wake up like naked on a farm?
No, I got over here and I ate some pizza.
Dude, that's crazy. Good for you, man. I'm really proud of you. That's awesome. How is it? It's okay?
Yeah. It's
Does it have a fruity taste?
Not as much. It smells more than it tastes.
Okay.
But it's good. I thought it was going to be more darker, but it's lighter.
Good.
It's light beer.
See? What a
surprise.
What a surprise. You tried something new, and it's actually not terrible.
It's not terrible like that last time.
Look,
pure water thing?
I don't remember exactly how it was where we started like drinking other stuff besides like Coors Light and Bud Light and stuff. I'm pretty sure it was because we went to breweries with our friends.
I got into
I
had Fat Tire and I was like, oh my god,
That like beer is awesome. Yeah, and then you introduced me.
And then
me
I started like, oh, maybe I should try some other shit.
Yeah, and it just kind of snowballed from there. Then we would start going to, you know, Carbach and have like beers on Friday, and they would have all these samples of these Hefeweizens and Ambers, and I was like, there's so much really good stuff out there. And I
really was, I had my mind set to cherry wheat because they sell it over here in your neighborhood, not in mine.
Okay.
I couldn't find an HEB, so I saw this one.
Should have called Rami.
I'll track it down. There's a lot of stores in this area that have it. I will find you a six pack. I will get it for you. All right, Dwayne, what you got?
Well, I've had this before. I don't know if I had it on the podcast before. I think I did, but it's back out in season.
Okay,
the Harpoon Dunkin' Coffee Porter, baby.
Nice.
The funny part is, so Harpoon's actually from. I think they're originally from Vermont, and they have a brewery also in Massachusetts. But I remember a buddy of mine coming over to my place. I'll bring some beer, and he brought some Harpoon. And at that time, I was probably drinking Coors Light, you know.
So what is the Harpoon supposed to mean?
Well, it's just the company name.
Oh, okay.
But he brought this beer, and it was probably an IPA, if I had to guess, looking back now, because it was a while ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is dog shit. I hate this. It's horrible. Why did you bring this beer? I can't even drink it. And so when I saw Harpoon Dunkin' Porter, I'm like, oh no. I still had that mindset that like they don't make good beer. But of course it was Dunkin' Donuts
like
and it was a porter.
Everything's
so
dark to me. Unless I open it and it's
the
different.
The funny part is it's a dark bottle, so he's like, that's gonna be a dark beer.
Well, of course, yeah. It's good though, right?
No, I love it.
Yeah.
If you like coffee, you'll like this beer.
Okay.
I think. Which apparently Aaron is now into coffee. He switched from Mountain Dew or something.
Wow, really?
So he's all into coffee, so he might need to try this beer.
Okay, cool. I'm drinking Estrella Jalisco, which basically just means the Star of Jalisco. Jalisco is a sovereign state. I think that's where Guadalajara is located, in Jalisco. I'm pretty sure. So this
it says
is kind
Guadalajara of, right there on the front.
Oh, does it? Okay, well, yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, I know that because of the stuff that my wife has told me. So it's kind of like a Corona, Dos Equis sort of beer. I've been drinking this a lot lately, actually, and it's really good.
Is it cheaper or more expensive?
No, it's $7.99 for a six-pack. It's about the same. Yeah. It's got a really good taste, and I don't need lime. With a Corona and a Dos Equis, I have to have a lime. With this one, not so much. So it's really refreshing. It's really good. And even though it's cold outside, I don't want to drink a darker beer. I felt like something lighter because I had a really long day today, and I'm going to drink five of these. So today's going to be a good podcast. All right. So before we get to our topics of the week, we got some really cool stuff to talk about. A lot of interesting things have happened over the last few weeks. But as always, we'll go to our questions. What do we
Which,
got?
Which, of course, you know, you can always find us on the interwebs. Yep. We're on Instagram, Twitter.
Three Beers and a Mic, Facebook, Three Beers and a Mic,
Facebook,
Twitter,
yeah.
Three Beers and a Mic. Yeah, all the main platforms.
So we reached out to the internet and asked for some questions, and we got some. So our first one comes from our buddy Collector Clint, who he's part of another podcast called The Four Dorksmen. Kind of talk about the same stuff as us with
sure.
a little different, you know, take on it, but they're kind of geeks and dorks like us, so check them out. But he said, I apologize if you have answered this before, but favorite beer food pairing, which I don't think we have answered that question.
No, I don't believe so.
I mean, we've definitely had favorite beer.
Yeah.
Maybe even
favorite
food.
Beers, like while gaming or stuff like going, you know, favorite summer beer. I don't think we've had, like, what's your favorite dish and the beer you have with it? Or it doesn't have to be your favorite dish. What do you like to eat, like, and what beer would go with that food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your favorite beer and food. Like, if you're going to sit down and eat, and it was your last meal to have a beer in a food, what would it be?
Oh, well, my food How's is that? Easy.
Nachos.
Yeah, of course. That's easy.
I always...
Yeah.
My tradition, I usually do it every New Year's. I cook myself a steak. I do myself some rice. And I get my Dos Equis.
I didn't even know you cooked.
Bakes pies, man. You what? Never had his pie?
No. Dude, I've known you since 2008. I didn't even know you make pies. What's like your, pecan pie or pumpkin pie or whatever?
Strawberry cheesecake.
What? You know how to bake?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been trying to learn how to bake. It is really hard. It's very time consuming. It's very difficult.
You should be
good. Apparently, like a master chef.
It's scientific.
Yeah, look,
I'm follow the instructions.
My cooking, cooking skills have gotten pretty good, but baking is very,
I hate baking.
Very time consuming. I did not know that you baked. You make strawberry cheesecake.
Most, you know, cheesecakes. It's easy. I mean. You just put it in.
Yeah,
you just do that. Yeah. So you have like the whisk and the mixer and all that stuff at your house.
I just have the handheld.
You have the handheld one. Okay.
I do the 2 bars of Philadelphia.
When you make your strawberry cheesecake, sugar, Adam, I want to try it.
It's a teaspoon of vanilla, 2 eggs.
And you only do this at New Year's?
I used to do it just for Christmas.
Well, then you're gonna save me some.
But I haven't done it in a while.
You should bring one to a podcast,
dude. I would love to try your baked goods. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
I'm not being funny. That's very impressive.
I haven't done one, but I can do it.
Cool.
You used to bake like a bunch of them, right? For like the whole family.
When I was at work.
Yeah.
Everybody used to love them, and they
good
always.
Good for you, man. That's awesome. That's a great skill.
You didn't know that?
No.
You know nothing about Adam, do you?
We've never talked about Adam. When would that ever come up in conversation?
I've obviously had the conversation. I do.
Well, that's usually a one-time thing. You have the baking conversation and you move forward.
My food.
Okay, so you got your steak, your rice.
We digress.
You got your strawberry cheesecake. You know, go ahead.
My steak, my rice, and my Dos Equis.
Okay.
Rice, are we talking bagged rice?
No, Mexican rice?
Mexican rice?
No, you get your tomatoes, you get your potatoes and your carrots chopped up, right?
I'm just clarifying.
You don't do that one?
No. I just do rice with cilantro, onions.
Oh, the cilantro and onions. Okay. Both of them are good.
Clove, you know?
Yeah. That's what you're talking about. Yeah. They're both delicious. But you know which one I'm talking about with the potatoes and the carrots and the tomato base.
I don't do all that.
That's cool. All right, so a Dos Equis, a steak, and a Mexican cilantro rice.
Cilantro con cebolla.
Oh, that's awesome. I know what that is. Yeah. I'm learning. All right, go ahead, Dwayne.
I'm still thinking.
I got mine. It's nachos, obviously. chicken or steak fajita. Either or is fine. I don't have a favorite. I mean, if you put a gun to my head, I'd say chicken. I love chicken nachos, but steak fajita is very, very close. And the beer that I would have with that, it would be a Mexican beer for sure. And I'll just go stereotypical. I'll say a Modelo. It would be a Modelo, not a Modelo Negro, regular.
Modelo
with lime and salt and a really and the, on the nachos. Here's what I want. If it was my death row nachos. I don't want any lettuce, no beans, no nothing. I want the queso, I want the meat, and I want the guacamole, and that's it.
Extra cheese?
Yeah. That's it. Just those toppings, because that makes the best nacho. Do you start putting beans and like...
Do you like the cheese on top, or do you like the cheese on the side?
On top. Because...
They get soggy.
Not all of them. Like, that's why I like Chacho's so much, because their chips never get soggy. They're always crisp because they double fry them. So they cut them thicker and they double fry them so they stay crisp. And that's what I want. Yes, most nachos, when you put the cheese on top, especially if you take them to go, by the time you get them home, all the chips are soggy.
Of course, you go to Taco Bell, everything's soggy when you get home.
We were just talking about that. Like,
everything's soggy when you get it. Yeah, what are you talking
dude,
about?
I got, I'm not kidding. I was going to work. I stopped at Taco Bell. I got two crispy tacos, and I was going to eat them in the parking lot. As soon as I got them out of the drive-thru, the meat was already leaking through the shell.
See, I stopped doing hard tacos and started with the soft tacos because they stay better.
Yeah, I agree. I hadn't gotten crispy tacos in a long time.
I never get crispy.
But the meat is
I like soft.
It's not because it's greasy. It's because it's like wet. So the meat comes in like a bag that they just
boil.
Robbie
used to work there when he was a teenager.
I worked at KFC, but we were connected. So Taco Bell's meat comes in a bag, and they boil it in water to get it hot, and then they just dump it. And if you don't filter it right, that water goes in with the meat and it leaks through
and
the
nobody,
shell.
Nobody filters it.
No, it's just dumped
fast food, man.
Water,
just
meat bagged, and it's dude. Because Taco Bell, when I was a kid, like my favorite thing to get was it was three tacos and a medium drink. It cost me like $2, super cheap, and the meat was not soggy. I would take the tacos from the drive-thru all the way to my house. By the time I got home, they were still crispy.
Another
no
thing
longer.
Is their damn paper sticks to the damn.
The paper sticks to the burritos,
it
too.
It sucks.
Dude, the paper sticks to the burritos, Dwayne.
It's so damn
it's
cheap
the worst.
With the paper.
It's the freaking worst. And I love Taco Bell, but
me
yeah,
too,
even if you don't get the crunchy tacos and you get the burrito, the paper sticks.
I eat it right there. That way I have no issues.
So frustrating.
Who has time to eat it right there?
I tried. I ate in the parking lot.
Yeah. Why didn't you just go in? Lazy mofo.
I wanted to go through the drive-thru.
You're still going to be soggy by the time you sit down.
Anyways.
Doesn't matter. Okay, go ahead. So what's your pairing?
I'm going to go with I'd probably go with a bacon cheeseburger. I'll go bacon cheeseburger with I like the onion, not the onion ring, but
the crystallized.
No, the strip onions, you know, on the burger.
Onion strings.
Yeah, onion strings on the burger.
Oh, yeah, those are awesome.
And with fries, of course.
Do you want the thick cut fries, like home style, or do you want the thin, skinny fries?
I prefer the thick.
Okay.
Like steak. I like the steak
like
fries.
Like the steak fries. Those are good.
Those are the best. I mean, if they have tots, I'm going tater tots. Sorry.
Sure, of course.
You can't go
tater
wrong with
tots.
Tots
is always
It's always the best
better
option.
Than fries.
They're always better than French fries. They're crispy. They're the best.
Yeah, agreed.
Unless
but
you buy them from Sonic, forget that.
You don't like Sonic tots?
No, they're not crispy.
What?
Yeah, they are. That's like the standard tot. Well, I mean, as far as fast food tot goes, because not a lot of fast food places sell tater tots to begin with. So when you think of that, you think of Sonic.
See, you guys got to stop asking us food questions because we could talk about food all day. Apparently.
All right. So what's your beer with your bacon?
My beer would probably just be a traditional Sam Adams.
Sure.
To go with the beer.
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that. It's okay to go stereotypical. Sam Adams, Modelo, you know, Dos Equis, whatever. Because it's your last meal. You want something that's familiar. You want something that you enjoy. And
I like Dos Equis with lime or without lime. I don't have to have the line.
Next question. What criminal act did you perform to go on death row? All right, go ahead.
All right, from the Twitter world, another podcast out there, Geek Together. They're a newer podcast. I think they're like 20-something episodes in. So this is going to start the podcasting questions.
Okay.
So this is actually episode 85 for us, plus, you know, maybe another 5 to 10 that we never released.
Sure. That's fair.
So they're at 84 plus episodes. Single best, biggest lesson we've learned about podcasting.
Well, for me, it was pretty early on. It was don't script out your conversation topics because we used to have an introduction that was very
scripted.
Unless
you're doing a scripted podcast, but
well, yeah, which exists. But for us, that didn't really work. We had like our introduction spelled out. We would read it off a little card. We had everything, you know, And it's kind of typed out, printed out. It was very rigid. It didn't really freeform. So now what we do is we just shoot out a bunch of topics that we want to talk about for the week, and we don't discuss it any further. It's like, okay, this, and this, and we're silent until we record, because we want to get our real honest opinions on that topic while you're recording.
Yeah, because this was born out of us sitting around drinking beer and talking about this stuff.
Yeah, right before we even recorded, we were talking about what were we talking about? You were discussing the haunted Halloween house that was right next to it.
That's then, true. Drexler was his name, with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we were talking about Rockwall's famous hit single, Somebody's Watching Me, and that not a lot of people know that Michael Jackson sings the background vocals of that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
but
we just...
That's the random conversations
stuff.
Kind of like we've been doing with these questions from viewers.
Yeah.
We just kind of rant on stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so at first we did kind of try to script a little bit of it. We had a lot more. Now our outline is kind of a basic hit points of what we want to talk about. Whether we get to them all or not.
We get to it.
Yeah. I think for us too, we've tried like, okay, let's keep it to an hour. But then once you start like pinpointing a time, you put pressure on yourself to get everything in there. So we say an hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And, what we've done 2 hour podcasts before. I mean, if it's flowing, it's flowing. Just go with it.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And, I guess that's probably the biggest thing. And it depends on your podcast. I mean, if you're a scripted podcast, make sure it's scripted and rehearsed and ready to go. Yeah, I do too. And if they're rehearsed and you have the sound bites in there, it's friggin' awesome. So
agreed.
The second half of that is any failed try stories.
Like stuff that
we've tried and failed on or didn't work, or I think we had, well, we used to do a beer fact of the week every week.
We did that.
We were trying to put more beer into the podcast since it's in the title, and it was good, but we started running out of beer facts.
Yeah. we also used to do like movie reviews from like
retro reviews,
which was fine, but that kind of comes up naturally in our conversations anyway. So we tried that for a while. Those are the two that come to mind. Yeah, the beer
facts. Biggest thing is though, try stuff.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if it works, it works. I mean,
what is the Adam drinking?
Yeah, we tried that for a few episodes. Nobody responded, so we moved on.
Yeah, that's fair.
Top three, we ended, I believe Nick was on the podcast, and he's like, hey, man, I want to do a top three for you guys. I'm like, all right. I'm like, man, we should just end the podcast with that every week. And
we do. It kind of stuck.
So it kind of stuck, and it worked, and we like it, and you keep moving on.
Mm-hmm. These are good questions.
Yeah. So we do have another one from the Twitter world, from a buddy Sully, which some of you guys know out there. He's got two for us. We're back in the podcast world again. What's one piece of podcast equipment that you use that needs an upgrade? Sorry. Had a few beers.
No, you're good. that needs an upgrade?
We could probably... No, not this.
No, that thing's awesome.
The Zoom H6 is the best thing.
We used to have...
we've upgraded.
Yeah, this is the upgrade.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And this is actually thanks to Sully. He found this and was like, dude, this thing's life-changing. Microphones, maybe.
Yeah.
We don't have the most expensive microphones.
Microphones, but, maybe. I mean, even I wouldn't even say we even need nicer headphones, because they work the same as the most expensive ones.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're not in a podcasting booth. We're in a dining room. But what we've done.
Yeah. If I could upgrade to a whole podcast studio, hell yeah.
Sure.
And I know, I'll be all down for that.
And I know that when I watch my podcasts, like on YouTube, and it's because a lot of my podcasts I listen to also have. a YouTube video associated with it. If you want to watch people podcast,
they stream it.
They stream their podcasts, and they have all these really nice, you know, microphones and headsets, and they're in a soundproof booth. And
FYI, Adam will not wear a headset.
No, he never does.
That's why his voice comes in and out like this. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So if I had to upgrade, I'd say Adam, wear your headset.
Yeah, fair enough. No, but I think that where we are right now is good.
And for what we're doing.
Yeah, for what we're doing is fine.
We're not, this isn't our living. This is our hobby. Mm-hmm. And this is probably more than we need for a hobby even. But this Zoom H6 has been game changer for us.
Like, yeah, it's awesome.
We haven't had any issues other than, I know Sully had a few, but Format. I just format every time, and we have not had any issues. So I'd go with that. Second half, what's the latest podcast you've added to your rotation for listening? Adam?
What?
What new podcast are you listening to?
Yeah. I've been listening to the...
Are you listening to podcasts?
Fuck.
Damn. I was getting excited for a minute there. Like, he's trying new beers. Maybe he's listening to podcasts.
I was thinking of the name you said earlier, but I couldn't remember.
STS guys?
Yeah, STS guys.
Well, you should listen to them.
I don't hear hours.
What?
Once in a while.
Dude, I mean, when you're just driving around town or going to work or going to...
You drive all the time.
I'm silent.
You drive in silence?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No music? No.
Demi does that. I cannot
drive in silence. I have all these motherfuckers in my van. I have to be careful.
I know, but when you're by yourself?
By myself, I'm just driving, and sometimes I do put the music, but not as much.
I don't think I've ever driven in silence in my life.
I can't.
Get out of my way. Get out of my way, asshole.
Well, there's a lot of stuff you can accomplish while you're driving, you know, as far as...
You can listen to a book?
Yeah. I mean, like, that like my podcast I listen to exclusively while I'm driving, for the most part. And that's how I pass the time. I don't really listen to music anymore in my car.
I wouldn't mind a book, but what is a good book that I would like?
Have you read Ready Player One?
No, but I saw the movie.
It's yeah, enough. But the movie is not enough. The book. It's not enough.
Hello?
You don't even know the book. How can you say it's enough?
I don't want to. It's enough. I already know some of it. I want to know nothing.
He's old and stubborn.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm 52. Come on.
Old and stubborn.
One of the podcasts I started listening to most recently was the Bill Burr podcast. It's called the Monday Morning
Dude,
Podcast
with Bill
Burr.
Dude, he's in the Mandalorian.
He is.
What the
and
hell
what's
is
funny
that?
Is that if you listen to his podcast, he hates Star Wars. He hates it. He trashes Star Wars nerds all the time. And then he's in The Mandalorian. So he had to announce that on his podcast. He's like, all right.
He's just messing around.
He's like, all right, guys. You gotta take my jokes with a grain of salt. Because they've contacted me and they want me to be in this new Mandalorian show on Disney Plus, and I'm going to do it. So when you see me in these
what
episodes,
is what
don't
is he?
Bill Burr, he's a comedian. He's a stand-up comedian.
I know, but what is
he's a bounty hunter, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, they just show a quick glimpse of him like shooting guns in the trailer, so
man,
I don't really...
The trailer's awesome.
Oh, it looks awesome. We're going to talk about that. But yeah, so he's in The Mandalorian show, but his sense of humor and stand-up and the issues and things he talks about, I find enjoyable, so... I've been listening to his podcast pretty recently. I'm going back listening to his old ones. And plus, he's a big sports guy, and I like sports. So he really gets into football and baseball like I do. And I find him refreshing.
So how do you like the...
What?
The last game.
Oh, the Astros?
Yeah.
What do you think? It was horrible.
I didn't see it.
It was the worst way to end a World Series in the history of the world.
Hey, this is not a sports podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Don't get him going. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Is that the last question?
No. I haven't even answered it. I haven't even answered the damn question.
All right. Well, what are you listening to?
There's a few different ones. Secondary Heroes, they're a newer... I like the concept. They play video games, and they tend to come in second, so they're just proud about it. They're like, yeah, we don't win, but we have fun, you know. And they kind of talk geek. The one I've really got hooked on lately is The Last Podcast on the Left. And I think I told you guys.
Yeah, you already talked about it.
Yeah, that's the one I'm like, same like you. I'm going back through all the old shit and finding stuff I want to listen to. And it's all aliens, conspiracy theories, serial killers, cult stuff. It's all kinds of.
I like that.
And, you know, it's three comedians, so they, like, start talking about it, and then they're like if they're talking about a serial killer, and they're like, you think he's in his basement, and they start, like, interacting with each other like they're the serial killer and this other person. Like, it's pretty funny. So that's the one I've been binging a lot lately. But, you know, I have a bunch in my rotation. I'm sure you do.
Yeah, we
somehow,
always do.
Somehow we need to get Adam into it. So you understand what you're actually doing.
There's so many podcasts that are available to his interests. Yeah, I mean, like, what is laser disc collecting podcast? How to make strawberry cheesecake podcast?
I want to hear that.
I have a pool table in my house. I never use podcasts.
Cupcakes podcast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, dude. There's everything. There's
how to collect comic books.
Yeah, there's a million of those.
There's a dude that's everywhere. So if you have something interesting that you enjoy,
comic books.
Yeah, there's probably 100 of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anime.
Yes.
Oh, dude, of course.
Only dubbed anime.
They'll talk about whatever you want,
like,
man.
Subtitle. I'm too old. I can't read as fast.
I hate subtitle stuff too.
I used to love it. Now I can't.
I've gotten even worse.
I can't keep up with it.
I started watching. I forget what it was on Netflix. I think it's called Dark or something like that. I started watching it, and I noticed like the, you know, the papers and stuff. Like, they'd come up, and the words would come up of what it says on the paper or the sign on the wall or something. I'm like, oh shit, man, this is gonna be a subtitle movie. And nobody talks for like the first like 10 minutes of the show. I'm like, is this a subtitle movie or not? Like, I don't know what's going on. And then they start talking, and it was dubbed in, but it was like poor dubbed in. Like, their mouth was not moving with the words. And I was like, nope, can't do it. I'm going to be too distracted by their mouth, not synced
you
up with
it. Look at the mouth. I don't even look at the mouth.
I don't look. I just, you notice it, right? It's like when the sound,
it's when, like,
you know,
the
when
Chinese,
you're watching like cable TV and
back in the days, Chinese, yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you're watching TV and the sound gets off a little, like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that.
That hurts. That really hurts.
And you guys are talking about like that bothers you, like it's like nails underneath your fingernail,
dude.
Or something.
Oh, it is.
It like it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Really? It bothers you that much?
Yeah. I won't see it.
If the voice doesn't match with the mouth
yes,
moving,
yeah. I won't watch it.
Pfft, who cares?
I do.
All right, fair enough.
We do have two more questions. Sorry.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So this came from our Instagram Live first video feed today.
Okay.
Our ST. Actually, sorry. We'll do Alan's first because they kind of go hand in hand. What show are you most excited for to come this year? So I asked him if we could include Disney Plus, and he said, sure. So I think we've probably all said what.
Yep. That's easy. Mandalorian. Yeah, for sure. That's the most anticipated show, like, for everybody.
Yeah, that.
Even my wife wants to watch it. So
that last trailer just looked...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Those trailers are...
Dude, those are movie quality trailers. Like, if that show is that quality.
Who's the Mandalorian anyway?
I hope they never show us. I hope it's like Master Chief.
Well, I know who the actor is. I mean,
I know, but
so
I mean the
guys.
Character. Like,
but if you just never show his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know what he looks like in real life, but if they never take off his helmet, cool. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
You want him to say like two words an episode? That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make him mysterious. I'm fine with that. That's why when Showtime, because they're doing
anybody
that live.
You need another one?
Yes.
Showtime is doing that live action Halo show. And one of the showrunners was asked, are you going to show Master Chief's face? And he kind of gave like a smile. And he's like, well, it's something we're playing with. And the internet blew itself up. Like, everyone was like, no, never, ever, ever, ever show his face. What are you doing? The video games have done that on purpose to not show his face. They've never shown his face. They never want to show his face. They've always said that's something that he's always going to be a mystery. So if you start giving him human attributes in the TV show, that's going to ruin the mystery of Master Chief. I don't want to know what he looks like. I don't care.
What do you mean live?
They're making a Halo live show with like actual human actors.
Oh, okay.
Like a live action TV show.
Oh yeah, but like a regular
TV show. Yeah, so Showtime is doing a regular TV show in the Halo universe, starring Master Chief. Wow. But they're saying that there's a possibility they may show you what he looks like underneath the helmet, and everyone who's in the Halo universe says that's a stupid idea.
Of course.
I agree.
They haven't showed it in the video game. What's the point?
Yeah, I don't need to know what he looks like. I don't care. Same thing with Boba Fett. Like, I don't know what he looks like. I mean, you know what he looks like now from the prequels, but in Return of the Jedi and Empire,
I didn't give
a crap.
Well, he wasn't supposed
to be this popular. Yeah, I get it.
And he wasn't even supposed to have that big of a part. He was just, people liked him, so they made him bigger.
Yeah, so now we know what he looks like based on the prequels, but we'll see what the Mandalorian does.
So, all right. Last question from our STC guys that we mentioned earlier that Adam is now going to listen to. What's some of the older shows on the Disney Plus that you're looking forward to? So Disney's been around for a long time.
Older shows?
Or movies? Either or.
If they go back and what were some really like old Disney movies? Like I love The Hunchback or Notre Dame.
The animated?
Yeah. I love that cartoon.
It's one of my hated ones.
Really? Dude, that cartoon's great.
That Pocahontas, man. Oh.
Yeah, Pocahontas.
I like Pocahontas.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen them in a long time, but I remember them being good. I like Sleeping Beauty. That's a great one.
What about Steamboat Willie? Oh wait, that won't be on there.
No.
Which mountain?
The original?
The original.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Are they gonna have like
They're gonna have it's not Flubber, but what was it? The Nutty
Professor,
right?
Oh, that's
the original,
good one.
The black and white ones. I used to love those.
That's good.
I didn't like the remake. Even though it was Robin Williams, but the original stuff, I like those.
The remake of Nutty Professor was Eddie Murphy.
No, it was. What was Robin Williams then? Flubber.
Yeah, the Nutty Professor remake was Eddie Murphy.
Well, the Nutty Professor had Flubber, right?
No, Flubber was a different one.
Yeah, it was.
Well, whatever the Flubber one was.
Yeah.
It wasn't called Flubber in the original. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of content. I mean, they keep releasing new stuff that's going to it's just expanding on everyone's...
I'm kind of looking forward to, like, I was talking to Chloe today. I was like, man, you know, we could watch, like, all the Avengers movies, like, in order, like, pick one or two a week and watch them. The Hawkeye's around. Don't worry.
Yeah, he's fine.
They're
not going to kick him out.
But I was like, wait. You never actually saw the first Iron Man, have you? She's like, no, because her first movie was Iron Man 2.
Oh, my God. What a terrible movie to start with. The movie sucks.
That's the worst movie of all that.
But, I mean, I guess if that's the only Iron Man, if that's the Iron Man you started off with, maybe you think that's good.
It's not bad. What?
It's bad.
Dude, that movie sucks.
It's bad.
It's not bad.
It's really bad.
It's really bad.
I love them all, so.
I don't really badmouth anything.
No, you don't.
This one is bad.
Iron Man 2 sucks a lot. Dude, I thought everybody universally admitted that. That movie sucks.
The suitcase armor? That was the coolest
shit. There's cool things in the movie.
Makes it a good movie.
Yeah, the suit. Oh, God. No.
Mickey Rourke? Oh.
Dude, he was the worst. And then why does he have to be. He has his own suit of armor at the end. Dude, that stinks. What a terrible way to set up that villain. You have your Whiplash armor. Boo. Boo. Boo on you.
Anyways.
Okay, and then the
Wait.
What was the hammer guy's name? Or
what were we doing? Did we finish all the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's start.
All right.
Adam says we can start.
Okay.
We're going on.
Yeah, that was like 30 off. Minutes of questions, but they were all really good. Thank you so much for you guys asking those. That was great. Yes. It's actually really humbling to see that we got to spend that much time on questions because people are interested in asking us stuff. That's really cool. All right, so real quick, for October, now that it's over, did you guys watch any scary movies?
No.
Do you kind of get into that zone where it's like, it's October, let's watch some spooky stuff? No.
There was nothing really good spooky.
Even like old classics like Halloween or Freddy Krueger or Jason or nothing?
I did start watching Swamp Thing.
Oh.
Which is kind of, I would say that's in the horror genre.
It's really good. It's not horror. It's really good.
I know, but it's horror.
Kind of creepy.
There's zombies and crazy shit happening.
Why are you saying that like in your zombies? Bostonian accent? Whoa. It's horror.
It's horror.
It's horror.
Is that Bostonian accent?
Yeah, yes. It's pretty funny.
How do you say it?
Horror.
Horror.
Yeah.
It's horror.
It's horror.
Come on, man. I got my harpoon over here. I got the Dunkin' coffee. You want a vanilla nut tap? I'll give it to you. Hey, how are you?
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So, but you guys don't like make it a point where, okay, October, I'm going to watch some like spooky stuff.
If there's some good movies, I will watch them, but there was nothing good this year.
Okay.
You know what? The one that is coming up, Dr. Sleep.
Oh, I watched The Shining 2 days ago.
I want to watch that.
Dude, that movie's, I don't know if you guys have watched The Shining
recently.
It's scary
as shit.
Holy crap, man.
I'm wondering if Jack Nicholson is going to come out and
sleep. I don't think
just
so.
Just a little cameo.
Yeah, he'll do a cameo or something. Is this the sequel?
This is the sequel to The Shining. It's getting good reviews, too. They're saying, like, basically what the reviews are saying is, like, did we expect this to be as good as The Shining? No. Did we want a sequel to The Shining? No. But if they were going to make one, and they did, this is really good.
It looks
like
really good.
If you want to make a sequel to one of the best horror movies ever made, they did a good job. And Ewan McGregor's been getting really good praise. And basically, I think his name is Danny. He's the kid from The Shining, just grown up.
Right.
And he's dealing with the aftermath like his whole life. And so this is the continuing
he's
story.
Up is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Like, they have another kid there, that little girl.
Correct. Yes. And she has...
There was a baby, right?
Yes.
Right. And it's been a while since I saw it.
Yeah, dude, I just watched it 2 days ago. It's still really creepy. And I don't get scared of like ghosts and ghouls and zombies. This movie's freaky. And I wanted to watch it because I'm going to go see the sequel.
It's a mental thriller, right?
It is.
It's in your head.
It really
is. Yeah. And Stephen King has always said, he goes, I don't really like what... And he's seen both sides. Like Stephen King says, well... They took some liberties with my book. I didn't really like some of the stuff they changed, but I do understand that the audiences who saw these changes liked them. So even though he personally didn't like some of the changes they made to his book, he saw audience reactions to those changes.
Dude, that was a short story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't even a book.
Well, no, it was a novel, but most of like Stephen King's The Stand, it's like
I mean, it's like
three Bibles stacked on each other.
Like,
it's so thick.
Like Carrie and what's the car one? Those were all just short stories that they made into a movie.
Yeah, and so the Shining Cujo. Is not
Duke.
As thick as some of his other books, but it's what was the one about the car? The evil car that would kill people?
Yeah,
it had a Michelle or no? That's not right.
No, Carrie's the girl.
Carrie's the girl with the blood on her. Oh my gosh, what's the name of that movie? look it up. We'll figure it out. Anyway, so he said, you know, I appreciate that
somebody's
the audience
be listening, yelling at
like
us.
I know. That I appreciate the changes they made that the audience likes it. So I get it. It's a classic, blah blah blah. I liked my novel better, which is fine. So I watched The Shining, I watched Ouija 2, and I watched The Witch.
Ouija.
Yeah, so there was a movie that came out
called Ouija Board.
Yeah. It got terrible reviews. I never saw it. And then Ouija 2 came out and got like awesome reviews. they're like, you know, it's very rare that a sequel comes out to a really shitty movie and it actually is better like by a million times than the first one, especially if it's in the horror genre. Annabelle did that too. The first Annabelle movie was bad. The second one was actually really awesome. I saw both.
I saw the second one. It was really
scary. Dude, that movie's crazy. And then I watched The Witch, which The Witch, which takes place in like,
I like that.
The Witch Witch?
You didn't like The Witch?
No, it's so crappy.
He prefers the sandwich.
I saw it.
Was it too? Was it? Did you not like the time period they chose?
Too slow, yeah.
I don't like Witch Witch either. I don't like having to write my own order.
I will admit that The Witch. Shut up, Dwayne. I will admit that The Witch starts off really slow. It's a slog fest. Some of the stuff is really hard to get through. But dude, the environment and the scenery and the cinematography.
Good at the end, a little bit.
Don't say anything. Shh. Don't spoil it for anybody.
Don't watch it.
Anyway, so the point of it, this was that I like to get into the Halloween spirit. I like to watch my scary movies. Enjoy.
He comes trick-or-treating without a costume.
I did not. But I did wear a costume, though, the weekend before. I was Kylo Ren and Carla was Darth Vader. Pretty good, right?
They look good, yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty good.
I was bummed my costume didn't work.
But didn't you say you were going to be something else?
No, that's what I was going to be. No. Kylo Ren, yeah.
You
was,
sure?
Yeah.
I thought
positive.
Honestly, I thought.
Yeah, because remember he talked about Carla. She didn't want to be like a sexy Darth Vader. She wanted to be like
the real Darth Vader. And she has that helmet she's wearing. That's my Black Series helmet. So that's an actual Darth Vader helmet. She even has the voice modulation and the breathing. And it was really cool. We even found her I have one of those Darth Vader FX lightsabers, but it was the one that they made in like 2004. So the battery compartment's all corroded, so it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
So we found her.
You're supposed to take batteries out when you don't use them.
I know. I didn't. I haven't used that thing in forever. So we found her like a really nice one at Target for like $25. It's not the ones with the telescoping, you know, where you have to throw it and it scopes out. It those actually has a switch. And it lights up, and it looks really good for $25. So yeah, we were Darth Vader and Kylo Ren. So my wife was my grandpa, basically, if you look at it from the movie. Yeah. Dwayne, you were like, I don't know if you had another costume besides like the rock and roll wig guy.
No, I had. It was one of those like blow up costumes where it was.
Oh yeah, and it didn't
supposed
work.
To be Frankenstein, like, yeah. And it looked like he. Holding me, like carrying me.
That's why you said when that guy came up to trick or treat at your house, you're like, man, that's the costume I wanted. Yeah, yours didn't.
No, I had it. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Yeah. I got it. I tried it on. Worked, no problem. Put it on Halloween. Doesn't work.
That sucks.
Tried new batteries. I was like, oh, maybe I left it on.
No.
Put it on new batteries. Nope. Nothing. So I immediately got on Amazon and put my return in.
Yeah, of course.
Because I was like, if I wait till tomorrow, they're going to be like, no.
Yeah.
You wore this shit on Halloween and now you're returning it.
They accepted it,
I get it approved,
I'm sure.
The day of Halloween. Yeah.
Okay, good. Adam, were you a vampire?
That's the only costume that's ever fit.
It's the only one I've ever seen you in. So you're a vampire, I told you, until you wear something else and send me a photo.
I don't have anything else.
All right, that's fine. All right, so.
But no. The only thing we watched was The Great Pump. Getting Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah. That's classic. That counts.
I mean, it's good. Chloe thought it was hilarious. She loved it, man. She was cracking up.
I was like, is
that why we love it so much? Like, when we were kids, like, that's what we, you know what I mean? That's how we remember it?
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is.
Dude, have you seen the live action, like, dark Charlie Brown video somebody did?
Yes. It's awesome.
It's funny. It comes, I think, by the end, right? He kicks off, what's her name's head? Like, when she's like, come on, kick the ball.
Lucy.
Lucy. And he kicks her head off.
Yeah.
But there's a scene in it where they're, like, dancing, and all the people are dancing like they do in the cartoon. It's hilarious.
Yes, it's really, really funny. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but I'm sure if you just Googled like adult, no, don't, I don't know if you want to do that.
No.
Maybe don't
live Google action.
Like adult Charlie Brown.
No, live yeah, action.
Try yeah. live action Charlie Brown. Yeah. All right. So I want to get to some movie news real quick because I'm going to see this movie tomorrow. Adam, have you seen the new Terminator film?
Yes.
Okay. Thank God. Of course, don't spoil anything, but I want to get your thoughts on how you like the movie overall, how you think it like fits into the Terminator lore.
Now, mind you, and he's already read all the reviews.
I have. Is it worth going to see in the theater, basically?
Yes.
Okay. So you
liked it.
You liked it. Awesome.
Really good.
Wow.
Very That's good.
Opposite of the reviews.
Good thing is,
the reviews have been okay. I mean, not all of them have been glowing, but it's like at 68% on Rotten Tomatoes.
James Cameron.
You know, yes, that's what I hear is that him being involved, the action is fantastic. That's what I heard.
The story is good.
Yeah.
Does it fit in like after T2?
Yes.
Yes.
It starts from T2 to the next.
But basically,
everything else from T2 is like.
No, they said that.
Yeah. This is an alternate timeline where like T3 and the Salvation and the T5 Genesis.
At first, I didn't understand why they did that. And then I said, oh, okay. They started from D2. After I saw that whole movie, I understand why they did that little. You don't want me to tell you, but
it makes sense.
They do something in the movie that made sense.
Okay, so
you have to just T1, T2, and then this movie.
And then this movie, yes, kind of like what they did with the new Halloween, the one that came out 2 years ago. They basically had Halloween 1 and 2, and then this one. So Halloween 4, 5, H2O, all that other stuff, just throw it out of your mind and then just start from here. So one of the things that I read online that was very – well, I'll let you finish. Okay, so you like the action. You like the story. Go see it in the theater. High, you know, recommended. Scale of 1 to 10.
2.5 hot dogs.
2.5 hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, actually, on the hot dog scale.
I liked it.
So that's at least an 8.
8.8,
okay.
I mean,
the hot dog scale.
Yeah, that's good. All right, that's pretty good. One of the things I read online, which was like a really cool question, I was reading it on Facebook. It said, should the Terminator franchise had ever been, should it have even been a franchise? It was, you know, you take the first movie, it was about a cyborg sent to the past to kill the leader to kill the mother who's going to birth the leader of the resistance, right? Then you also send back someone else from the future who's here to stop the killer cyborg, and you have this great movie. And they even made a case where, okay, you can make a sequel, right? Now the child's been born. You want to come and kill the child, and, you know, one of the best sequels ever made. And did you need a 3 and a 4 and then a 5, and then now we have 6? And how did this movie become a franchise? Should it have been a franchise? Because it's just basically repeating the same story every time. A Terminator comes back, does something, and to try to prevent a future event. And so I'm one of the very few people who actually like Terminator 3. I thought that
was
movie
okay.
was good. The one with the Terminatrix.
Yeah.
I love the ending. I thought it was awesome. How this entire time Arnold is trying to lead them to the bunker, because he knows the missiles are going off regardless. I'm not here to stop the missiles. All of your shit is going to get blown up. So I'm going to lead you guys underground so that you can survive this. I thought that ending was really cool.
Yeah.
I like the Terminatrix. I thought she was a really good idea.
She was cute too.
Yeah, I forget her name.
She didn't
really do much
she
after that.
She hasn't done anything.
Yeah. And
didn't she do one of the another horror monster movie?
She did Blood Rain.
Yeah, I knew she did something.
That movie stinks.
Well, the number 2 was better than number 1.
I heard that, but it was a different actress, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Terminator Salvation is the one out of all 5 that have come out that I hated. The one with Christian Bale. That movie sucks.
What you were excited about after Batman.
But I was really pumped. And then plus we saw the preview at Comic-Con. They showed the preview and then everyone was like, do you want to see it again? I'm like, yeah. And then I saw the movie and I'm like, this is terrible. So after Salvation, I'm like, ugh. And then Genesis came out and I thought it was okay. The one with the chick from Game Claire of Thrones.
Dane. Claire Danes.
No, Claire Danes was in Terminator 3.
Three?
Yeah. Terminator 5 Genesis was the girl from Game of Thrones.
I don't think I saw that one.
The one with... Khaleesi?
I don't think I saw that one.
You didn't see that one?
I saw that one, yeah.
I don't think so.
Really? The one... Because Arnold's older in that movie, and it's...
Emily Clark.
Amelia Clark, yeah. You didn't see Terminator Genesis?
I don't think I did.
It was not bad. I didn't like it as much as the first three. So out of all the five that I've seen, Terminator Salvation, to me, was the worst by far. And then 5, and then 3, and then 1, and then obviously 2. So I'm actually really stoked to see this movie. I hear Linda Hamilton does a really good job. I like the new Terminator design. I think he looks really...
CG, man. It looks awesome.
Yeah, I hear that the special effects are really cool.
That CG was so
good. Dude, I just saw an interview with Arnold where they asked him, they're like, when did you know, like, Terminator was like a big deal? And Arnold was like, I'm not going to do an Arnold voice, but he was basically like, when we made that movie, they were like, this is a B movie. Yeah. This is not a mainstream movie. He's like, and we made it on like $6 million or something, right? He's like, and then the first weekend, you know, it did okay, but not great. But then the next weekend, it got bigger. By the third weekend, it was even bigger, and it just like word of mouth. He's like, when it started growing after the first weekend, he's like, I knew this was going to be a hit.
And I told you guys recently, I've been going back and watching retro reviews from like Siskel and Ebert, and all these guys who did reviews of these classic movies when they came out, because I wanted to see their perspective. One of the ones I watched recently was Terminator 1, and they loved it. They thought it was such a cool idea, and to see a perspective on a movie that is considered iconic now, 35 years later, to see someone watch it for the first time back then and actually appreciate it, and they were talking about the special effects, and they loved the future aspect. They're like, oh, there's this world that's controlled by computers, and the human race is eliminated, and they thought that Arnold was the perfect choice of playing like this dull, bland robot who just like talks in a monotone voice. They're like, what a great acting choice. Like I've been going down this rabbit hole on YouTube.
Of course he tried for, they wanted him for, what's the main guy? Reed, right? The father.
Reese. Yeah.
But he was like, no.
Yeah.
I want to be the bad guy.
Yeah. And it's just it's so cool seeing these old reviews. I've been watching them every night before I go to bed.
Do you remember when The Matrix came out?
Mm-hmm.
I remember people like, I'm not going to watch that movie. Fucking Keanu Reeves.
Because it came out the same month as Star Wars. I know, dude.
But people were also like, Keanu Reeves as an action hero. Fuck that.
Yeah. But and that was a like, movie that grew over time.
Yeah, same thing. Like I went opening weekend and there was like nobody in there. And I remember my girlfriend at the time was like, I don't want to see this movie. And we've watched the movie and she's like, we're watching this again next week. Yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was a movie that there are movies that will gain momentum over time. Like The Sixth Sense was one of those type of movies. Terminator was one. The Matrix is one that comes to mind for sure. There's a movie that comes out, Avatar. That was a big one.
Sheesh.
That movie just blew up. I hate that movie, but it gained a following, was in the theater for 10 months or whatever.
Dude, you cannot deny the visual effects of that
movie.
The visuals are great.
The story's simple. It's a basic, simple, but easy, understandable.
It's a bad story.
It's not a bad story. Every story. That's every story.
Have you watched the movie without 3D?
Yeah.
It sucks, dude. It sucks.
It's still pretty visually nice.
They're making like 4 sequels or something. And that movie came out like in what? When that movie came out? 2007? I don't even remember. 2009?
A long time ago.
Yeah, it's been over a decade. I know that for sure. Anyway.
But anyways.
Okay. So I'm very excited to see Terminator. Adam gave it a thumbs up. Gave it 2.5 hot dogs. So that's great. One of the other announcements they made recently was that Spider-Verse 2 is coming out in 2022.
That fucking blew up the internet yesterday.
Oh, man.
Like everything I saw was like, Spider-Verse 2 announced.
Well, because that movie, like, I think really took people by surprise. Because,
well, let's face it, Marvel sucks at...
You mean Sony?
Well, Marvel in general does not do animation.
Do animation good, but this was a Sony project.
Right.
And they
with Marvel's help.
With Marvel's help. But dude, it won best animation for the Oscars. Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse 2 is coming out in 2022. I know you didn't like that movie. You're like the the only one I've ever met who didn't like Spider-Verse. That movie's awesome. Not only are the visuals amazing, the story is phenomenal. It's a great story.
Plus, I can play Spider-Man now if I want. I can wear sweatpants and a shirt and an overcoat.
Yeah. That's it. And so the sequel's coming out in 2022. I know a lot of people are hoping that they take that universe and make it live action with, like, the past Spider-Mans. Like, bring in Toby, bring in Andrew Garfield. Like,
that would be cool, but
yeah,
I don't think it would work as well.
No, it's not, because this is a great script for a cartoon, right? Because it's so unbelievable that you have these universes that are melding together with a spider pig.
Well, especially like, you got to
keep that as a cartoon.
Especially how they animated it. Like, Spider Pig was like your classic, like, Looney Tunes style.
He did look like a Looney Tune.
The noir Spider-Man was kind of 50s style.
Yeah, he was like, you know what I mean? Like cel shaded 50s, but, like, sleuth.
And when
yeah.
they came into the today world, they still look like they did wherever they were from.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That was awesome. You can't do that.
Yeah, and Kingpin.
I mean, maybe with CG.
Kingpin with like his huge shoulders and like his little head, and he's very stocky. And yeah, I mean, those visual flares are just, you can only have that in animation. So I hope they keep it in animation, and I'm glad there's a sequel. And the after credit scene was one of the best after credit scenes I've ever seen. I mean, ever. I mean, not only did you get Spider-Man 2099, but you got the Spider-Man pointing 1960s. At another. Oh, dude. The 1960s Spider-Man pointing at the other Spider-Man. And, I mean, that's just...
You stop pointing. No, you stop pointing.
that's genius stuff. So that's coming out. Really excited and, can't wait for it. So,
but 2021, right?
2022. 2022. So, who bought the new Call of Duty game?
Not me.
I'll put crickets in right here.
Okay.
When I edit.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. It made $600 million in 3 days. Did you see that? That's the most the Call of Duty franchise has ever made in an opening weekend.
One, I didn't even know the game was coming out until like it came out and people said they were playing it.
Okay.
Two, I don't even know what the game is.
Well, it's
like
it's
still, there hasn't been a lot of advertising or anything.
It's Modern Warfare. They're going back to the Modern Warfare brand.
Because that was the best one.
It was, yeah. And it's not Modern Warfare 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever. It's just Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. We're taking those characters. Here's what I've heard about the game. The single player story is really good.
They always had good single player stories.
Yeah, the Modern Warfare stories were some of my favorite to play. I stopped playing Call of Duty after Modern Warfare 3. I think is when I quit. When Advanced Warfighter came out and the Call of Duty World War II, and I stopped playing all that stuff. But I might get this game for the single player. I do not play Call of Duty for the multiplayer because I suck. Okay, I'm not as good as the people online. I've totally admitted it. I cannot compete with those guys. So I don't even try.
You too.
What are you talking about?
You too.
I don't even try. Dude, the Call of Duty multiplayer is ruthless.
You too old.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just not good
at that. You're younger than both of us.
Dude, I'm not good at that one.
I played the last Call of Duty. I did fine.
I'm sure
you did. Once you upgrade your weapons, you're fine.
That's not true.
Yeah. Like, if you jumped online right now, you're going to get destroyed because everybody's upgraded everything. But over time, once you upgrade,
it doesn't matter when you jump online, Dwayne. I could play Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, the minute it's released. And everyone will know everything to the minutia. Someone will already have prestige.
You could say that about
the
every
minute
game,
it
though.
Comes out. Like I Halo. Can't, I can't take that. But see, with Halo and Gears of War, at least, even if I jump in now, I know what. I guess maybe because I played those games more, my skills have not depreciated that much. I understand the grenades. I understand the weapons. I understand the spawn points. I understand. And I also like that those games do not require you to upgrade your character. Just because I played more means I'm more powerful. No, I mean, I want everyone on the same playing field to have the same weapons, to have the same armor, and have the same advantages as everyone else. Why does someone who plays 400 hours get a better scope?
Because they've played 400 hours.
Well, that's dumb. That makes people who want to enter the game later inclined to do so.
It depends on the game, too, right? Because there's games where, and I think Halo did this over time, where even though, like, everybody had the same shit, but if you'd played more, had more time with it, they'd try to pair you with somebody that's played the same amount of time, roughly.
Matchmaking has always been an inexact science.
Yeah.
Right? They try to get it right, but it's not exact.
But, it's a catch-22, right? You don't want to wait 15 minutes to find people that are your skill level, because then you'll be like, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to, like, hey, I'm in a game, but everybody's way better than me, and I'm screwed, right?
True.
So I think matchmaking's kind of found that balance where they're like, well, we'll get like half people that are this level and half people that are this level, and hopefully it works, you know?
Yeah, sure. I understand.
But then you get people going, you're a noob. You suck.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
Which, I don't care. Whatever. Call me whatever you want. Yeah.
So where'd you get here? The Diablo 4 is coming out.
Oh, yeah. You sent us that link yesterday or this morning or whatever.
It was, 2 days ago or something? They announced it. They announced it. They didn't really say what it was going to be or whatever, but they're making another one.
All right.
Dude, and then...
I know Adam liked Diablo.
And then Overwatch announced Season 2 or Overwatch 2, which... I got into Overwatch late, and I love that game, man. I think you would love it. I don't know if you ever played it, but I think you would love it.
But Diablo 2, Diablo 4, yeah, I would like that one.
Yeah, you will. You love the Diablo shit. Yes. Devil May Cry, all that shit, right?
For Diablo.
Dude, yep. Devil May Cry is awesome. That game franchise is great. I love Devil May Cry. The fifth game was great. I bought it a couple months ago. All right, so how much do you guys know about this Death Stranding video game that came out on the PlayStation?
No.
The one with Norman Reedus?
That's all I know.
I saw the commercials, but that's it.
Okay.
But it's been in development a long time.
Long time.
He announced he was going to be in it like
3 years ago. It was like a super mystery. It was because Hideo Kojima is the guy who made Metal Gear, right? It's a very famous video game franchise. When Konami started making slot machines, Hideo left the company and started producing this game, Death Stranding. Norman Reedus is the star. That's all anyone's ever really known about the game. Slowly but surely, trailers started coming out. It's about
It still didn't tell much, though.
No, it didn't. Like he's carrying like a baby and like an egg, and he's got a big, huge backpack. Open world, the trailers have been super vague, but as the game has come out, more and more about the story has been revealed, especially now that the game is in people's hands. People have beaten it and are starting to give reviews. The reason I bring this up is because our friend Bernie had this game pre-ordered. I had this game pre-ordered, and the reviews came out mixed. Some good, some really terrible. And he canceled his pre-order based on these mixed reviews. He goes, you know what? There's been enough bad reviews I've read where I actually don't want to buy this game. I was like, well, that's fair. I want to play it myself and see if I like it. So I kept my pre-order.
But he also said it was due to what people were saying, the amount of time you had to put
into it. Yeah, it's a 70-hour game. It's a lot of fetch quests is what I hear. It's a lot of go grab this, take it here, stuff like that. He's like, that really doesn't appeal to me, so I'm going to cancel my pre-order. Which is fair, but my point was...
I would hate that.
Let's say you pre-ordered tickets to a movie, and the reviews came out, and they were all bad. Would you still go see the movie to see for yourself if you liked it or not?
Yes.
Okay. Game comes out that you pre-ordered. It's saying it's fetch quest. It's 70 hours. It's open world. Oh my God, I don't have time for this. You might cancel your pre-order, right?
I don't know. I don't pre-order. I think...
You don't pre-order games.
I think Halo was the only one I pre-ordered. Halo 4. That was it.
You didn't pre-order Halo... No, Halo 3 you didn't. You bought that after it came out. Yeah.
I started late and I still had more hours on it than you. But...
You know, you can still go look up your Halo 3 stats, right?
No. Dude. I don't want to look them up.
It's sick how
much... I was single back then. Thank you. Dude,
it is disgusting how much I played that game. But, I had like 34,000 kills. I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, but so I don't really pre-order games because, dude, they're going to be available anyways. Like, now, it's not like the old days where they run out, right? They fucking make more than enough now.
Correct.
So I don't pre-order them, number one.
Number two,
I think the difference here is...
It's the money. Going to see a movie costs $10. Buying a video game is $60.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Not only that, the people reviewing a movie, like movie critics, dude, I don't care about the artsy fartsy bullshit. Like, but the people reviewing a game are people that actually fucking know games and played them, and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're saying like a movie critic who loves independent, you know, indie films might not like Marvel's Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's like, oh, I'm so tired of the superhero shit and I'm stuck, dude, thumbs down.
Dude, like Martin Scorsese was
he's
talking some shit about
destroying those movies. Yeah.
Yeah. He's saying, oh, they're all the same, blah, 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 blah. How many fucking mob movies? He has a new mob movie coming out. Like, that's not a, like, I don't respect that opinion. Like, you can't say that. Just because it's not what you did. You know what I mean? But
a lot of people have come out and said that they do not agree with his stance.
Oh, which is fine.
Yeah.
A but lot that's of what I'm saying. Said, I'm like, saying somebody who's a critic of movies, they have a different... When you're watching a movie, it's a different take, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're playing a video game, it's all about playing the game. So, like... And granted, we're all different, but the how you play the game isn't going to change no matter who you are, right?
Yeah.
So if it's a mission quest game, it's going to be a mission quest game.
And some people like that.
Some people like that. Some people don't.
Yeah. So if you pre-order a game and you're like, I think it's going to be this one thing, and then it comes out and it's like, well, it's a bunch of fetch quests, you're like, well, then I don't want to play
I know people who love first-person shooters, but third-person shooter won't play it.
I like both.
I do too.
Yeah.
But if you see a game and you're like, oh, I'm so super excited about it, you thought it was going to be first person, now it's third person, they changed it or something, you might, I don't want to play that. But that makes sense. Versus, oh, I didn't like the way they filmed this or how this person acted. But, you know, I think there's a difference in reviewing a movie versus a video game.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm still curious. I'm looking forward to experiencing more of the game. I'm going to see if it's something that I like. Yeah, it's going to be really long, but some of my favorite games that I played over the last 2 years have been super long.
Yeah, you like that shit.
I like Zelda Breath of the Wild. I like The Witcher. You know, those games that, yeah, I don't beat them in a week.
What about Assassin's Creed?
I love those games.
See, awesome. I like them for like the first like day or two. And I'm like, it's the same thing again.
So you must like Mirror's Edge then.
Oh my God, that game is awesome.
There's one and two, right?
Yeah. The second one is not as good.
I bought the first one, but I didn't get to it.
Dude,
by my
Mirror's Edge 1 is phenomenal.
I borrowed that for a while. It's good.
I really like that
game. Except there was one part I kept getting stuck at and I got frustrated. It was like,
me too. It was my ninja game. I played it for a while, but I couldn't. It was one I couldn't pass and I said, fuck that.
Yeah, fair enough.
My stepdaughter passed it and she loved it.
Dude, I love Mirror's Edge. Well, because you don't have to shoot anybody. It's this parkour, stealthy mix of running and jumping. And, dude, the height. Like, when some of those jumps I had to make, dude, that was, like, scary. Like, the height that they have in that game and your feeling of dread and just like fear of just walking on this beam. And oh, dude, that game's awesome. The sequel was okay. It wasn't as good as the first, but I still played it and I liked it. So yeah, I get it. You pre-order a game, reviews come out. It's something you didn't expect.
Again,
I'm going to cancel.
It is still $10 versus $60, right?
Yeah, it's correct. And the money is a factor. But like, for example, if the new
if you get food, you're probably looking at another $20-$30.
Yeah. Like if the new Star Wars movie comes out in December, like 22nd or whatever. 19th. It gets 19th. It gets dog shit reviews. 0 out of 10 from everybody. We're all going to go see it still, right?
I already bought the tickets.
Well, so did I. Yeah. I mean,
I got Dolby.
We're all going to go see it. You have
Dolby.
To.
Dolby.
Not an IMAX?
No. Dolby's better.
Okay. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen both. I like Dolby. I think it's great.
I love Dolby because it moves. The
graphics. IMAX is only good. That's what made Avatar great. It was filmed in IMAX.
Yeah.
Fair.
Like, when they're filmed in IMAX, they're awesome in IMAX. But if they're if they're not, then it's good. But yeah,
just another movie.
Yeah.
In a big screen. And Dolby, that's different.
The sound.
The sound and then the chair moves with the action.
And oh, you got the... That's not Dolby. That's Dolby. Dolby is the... No, Dolby is the surround.
That's
sound.
That's the D-Box or something.
Dolby, that new Dolby, that's it.
Dolby?
That's what I saw. Yeah, Dolby? At AMC.
Dolby?
Dolby. Oh. Dolby.
All right, that was my last topic. That was it. So who does the top three this week?
I do.
Okay. What you got, dude?
I have a question.
Okay.
And I did not think of an answer.
So you have a top three, you just don't know what your answer is going to be?
Yeah, so...
Well, I'll go first, then you can think about it.
I have a vague idea. So early in the week, I sent that picture to you guys of... it was Hulk in the Juggernaut suit.
Yeah. I
said, you know, what is the power level? And he said Juggernaut, which, no.
Yeah, that's not right. Yeah.
So I was thinking top three, two super-powered people that you would combine. Batman does not count because he's not super-powered. Like, he's a person.
My number, well, I'll start from the, so top three.
Like, you combine two superpowered people. Like, if you had...
I got my number one. My number one is easy. But...
And it can be
I don't
anything.
Want to start at
it
the top.
It can be movies. It can be comics. It could be cartoon. I don't care. As long as they're a superpowered person combined.
Okay. I know my number one. That's easy.
I would say just think of like people you like and put them together.
Okay, let's see.
Or things.
So Daredevil doesn't count either because he's not superpowered.
He's got superpower hearing.
Yeah, he has superpowers.
Yeah.
He's not a normal person. He was radioactive spilled on.
Okay, so
as
my
every
number three,
character from that ever.
My number three would be I would combine like the Flash, like a super speed with the Invisible Man. Because even though you would think, well, you're invisible, why do you need to run fast? Every single Invisible Man type movie I've seen, that person's always gotten caught doing something. You forget to take off a sock, or you get caught on you forget your shades or whatever.
Or so you bump into a chair.
Yeah, because you can't run around naked all the time. You're going to forget something, or you move something with your body. It's the Invisible Man. So you need to be able to get out of there quickly. So if you're going to be invisible, I would think you would need some super speed as well to be able to escape your crazy invisible scenarios. So my number three would be if you're going to be invisible, make sure you have super speed to get the hell out of there when you mess up.
That's pretty good.
So that's my number
three.
So you're
like Invisible Woman and Flash.
Correct. Invisible Woman and Flash, I think, would be a good combo. Because when you're invisible, if you're careful, you can do pretty much anything you want.
And if you're running and you had a force field around you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to worry.
That's true.
You'd be A-train running over people.
Absolutely. That's a good one.
They could be villains too, by the way.
Yeah, I think for my number two, I'm gonna pick villains. If I was gonna pick a villain, I would be Thanos and Doctor Doom. Those are Bernie's two favorite villains, because Thanos, Doctor Doom, to me always had intelligence. That guy is
along with his mystic.
Exactly. He is clinical. He thinks about things to the T. He doesn't make mistakes, and he's like a tactician. Every comic book I've read of Doctor Doom, I always think that guy's really smart, and he knows what he's doing. And Thanos had a path to he had a path in mind of what he wanted to succeed, but he stumbled along the way, and he didn't think about every scenario. And I think if you combine Dr. Doom's intelligence and Thanos' drive, that he would have achieved his goal of wiping out half the population. I think if you combine those two together, that Thanos and Dr. Doom combined would have achieved the eliminate half the population bullshit that he wanted to do. And the number one is super easy. I would combine Superman and Green Lantern. Because Superman...
Wow, I did not expect that.
Yeah. Even though I hate Green Lantern. He's the worst superhero ever. But he has a ring that can create your thoughts into reality. And that's the one thing that, like, Superman can't do. He can fly, he's bulletproof, but he can't think something into existence. And if I was thinking of one superpower that would make someone just invincible, it would be a ring that you could attach to Superman, that his thoughts became just this reality. I don't know. That's the two I would combine for number one.
I was not expecting that.
Explain all that shit.
Yeah.
If you don't want to, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's too much shit.
Those are my three. That's a hard question, but I think those are pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Number
three. Number three. You want me to go or are you good?
You can go. I don't really have anything.
Number three, and Adam's going to like this one, I think. Ghost Rider.
Bastard.
With Spawn.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think those two together, those two powers together would be pretty badass.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You can. Doesn't have to be in the same world. You can go outside the same world.
Yeah, that's a good one. I really like that, actually. Yeah.
Predator with Wolverine.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I was thinking something else.
Can you imagine a fucking predator that can heal itself? That thing would be unstoppable.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Plus,
yeah,
it has its own claws.
Absolutely. Those are good. Those are really good.
My number one would be Flash with Spider-Man. Now, I know you're thinking, like, fucking Flash can run up walls and shit, but he can't stop. And true. Also, your webs, you could attach lightning, the speed lightning to.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's a good one. DC and Marvel combined. I like that. All right, very good. Adam, if you don't have a top three, that's okay. Do you have at least one where you thought these two...
I was thinking about, like, Spider-Man and Wolverine.
Sure.
You know, yeah. Wolverine is a badass. With now having Spider-Man's abilities, sticking to the walls.
Spider-Man. Agility. Mm-hmm. That's why I was thinking, like...
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm like, man, I love Spider-Man. He's very agile. What would be good with that? I'm like, oh, fucking speed.
I was thinking... Yeah. I was looking for something for Ghost Rider, but I didn't. Maybe Daredevil and Ghost Rider, you know?
Well, there's that famous scene in the comic books where Colossus, like, throws Wolverine across a room. He's like, throw me, you know? Yeah. Because he needs to get somewhere quick. If he had Spider-Man's powers, he could just pull himself into that propelling state. And yeah. with the claws launching and, like, whoosh, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, good question. I like that.
Yeah.
That's probably the only time my number one is going to involve Green Lantern. I hate that guy.
He's got a new show coming out.
He does.
On HBO. Yes. We didn't even talk about that. We didn't get into that. HBO Max. Come on, man. $15 a month.
No thanks. I have HBO already. I don't need to buy that. All right, guys. So enjoy Disney Plus. The next time we discuss the next time we have a podcast, we'll be talking about Disney Plus.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, it comes out in 10 days. So we definitely won't record before then, but we will record probably soon.
What do you mean definitely?
After.
What the fuck kind of talk is that?
Well, I mean, we record probably, every 2 weeks.
You're probably booked up.
Yeah, he's always booked up.
So what?
I said, man, this guy's the one that has every day.
Yeah, I got stuff planned. There's stuff planned.
Script.
No, we'll record in 2 weeks for sure, and then we'll discuss Disney Plus, some of the things that we like about the streaming service, maybe some things we don't, and we'll have our first review of Mandalorian, and we'll go from there. Ooh. All right, guys, cheers.
Cheers.
See you.
See you later.
Peace.